When my husband and I started dating in 2002, I was 42 years old and Ward was 29. 4 years later, we married and decided we wanted a child. There was a brief exploration into fertility counseling, but I realized for this to work, one of us would have to become pregnant and I didn't want it to be me. I canceled our introductory appointment at the clinic twice before I got up the nerve to tell Ward the truth. Understandably, it took him some months to come to terms with the fact that adoption would be our path to a child. 2 years later, we stood next to each other in our dining room, listening to a voicemail that had been left by Linda, a foster care worker in Maine's Department of Health and Human Services, DHHS. "Hi, guys. I met someone today who might be a match for you. He's been in a foster home for the last year. He's a beautiful boy who's 2 years old, and he has Down syndrome. Let me know what you think." She wondered what we thought. We felt we had made it quite clear the biggest disability we were capable of coping with was a child who was left-handed or colorblind. I asked Ward, "Did she say Down syndrome?" "We better listen to that message again." We listened to the message 6 times until we were absolutely convinced she said Down syndrome. I don't know why, but that doesn't bother me," said Ward. "Me either. Why is that?" "For some reason, it's like I'm relieved. Everyone has something. We just know what his something is." He was right. We had learned that everyone in foster care and in life has something that makes him or her more vulnerable. I looked up at my husband. His gaze seemed to follow some unseen course into the future. Neither of us said anything for a couple of minutes. "Do you feel calm?" I asked as I broke our shared silence. "Because I feel calm." "I do." The next day, I called Linda and told her we were interested.
"Great. I won't know anything for a while, but I can tell you. His name is Thorin."
"Oh, I love that name."
"Have you heard it before?"
She sounded surprised.
"Never," I giggled. Then I asked, "What's he like?"
"What's he like? He's 2.
"You can't give me anything," I pleaded.
"Okay, he's beautiful.
Seems like a funny kid. He can't walk yet or talk much, but he's trying very hard to do both."
While I was thinking about what to ask next, Linda added, "Don't worry about this, but Thorin hasn't had his parental rights terminated. Right now, he's technically in reunification with his family." We said we wouldn't do that. Take a child who wasn't legally free for adoption. But we also said we didn't want a child with a disability.
I started to wonder, were we being bamboozled or was it magical, like the yellow brick road?
"Okay," I could hear the tentativeness in my voice.
"Don't worry, the court date for the termination hearing is in 2 months. He won't be placed with you until that happens."
I started researching online. Down syndrome and adoption brought up mostly Christian websites. Some people who chose to adopt an infant or child with Down syndrome are religiously motivated. That wasn't us. We were only interested in Thorin, who had Down syndrome. During my research, I was shocked by a statistic I found. 60 to 90% of women who discover they are pregnant will abort a fetus that tests positive for Down syndrome. I had no moral judgment of their decision. I did, however, find it interesting we were considering an option most people would reject given the choice. Wanting to learn more than what Google provided, I called friends I knew who had connections to parents of a child with Down syndrome.